This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.
Hi, I'm Carolina. I'm the founder and CEO of One Skin. I'm originally from Brazil, now relocated in the Bay Area. And what I love about beauty is that, similar to how I see us human beings in this planet, that we are always evolving, beauty is the same. Beauty is a dynamic thing that we are redefining all the time. And as we evolve, we bring new meanings to beauty. So we are celebrating today diversity. We are celebrating, you know, your natural skin. So I think this means beauty, you know, how you see from your eyes the beauty in the world.
What's the next innovation in skincare? It's skin health and delaying the aging process at the molecular level. Coming up, you'll hear from the founder behind One Skin, who is doing just that. While today's skincare brands address skincare concerns, Carolina and her female founding team of PhDs in bioengineering started a company that is at the forefront of longevity. And it focuses on the molecular root cause of skin aging, so you stay biologically, stay younger, and extend the health of your skin. Now that's pretty novel. You'll also hear how this dynamic team started their research with the goal of growing skin in the lab to create an alternative to animal testing, and the evolution of their research and discovery of a proprietary peptide, plus how she's bringing to market a completely novel product, a topical supplement.
From New York City, you're listening to Beauty is Your Business, covering the intersection of innovation and business in the beauty industry.
Carolina, it's so lovely to have you on Beauty is Your Business. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Karen.
And this is Karen. I'm also here with Abby Wallach, my co-host.
Great to be here. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
So, Carolina, just to kick off, you know, let's start with you. You're not a typical skincare entrepreneur. You have a biochemistry degree and a PhD focused on stem cell and tissue engineering. Can you, just to like kind of wrap our brains around what you've built with One Skin, I'd like to start with, can you tell us a little bit more about what longevity is? And how everything you're doing fits around that science and innovation.
Yes, sure. So longevity is this exciting science that it's focusing on understanding how we can extend the time that we live in good health. So what is exciting about this new field of research is that so far, we've been focused on targeting the disease or basically the symptoms, right, when we already have the disease established. And longevity is trying to understand how we can go to the root causes of this disease, and instead of repair something that's broken, how we can extend the health so we can live, you know, longer, healthier, and more fulfilling lives.
Thank you. And so, and just for our listeners, I think it's really interesting because this is like one of the greatest areas around frontier technology. Billions of dollars have gone into longevity. You know, Singularity University talks about it a lot, Google. And so it's definitely one of those areas, but it's not yet a well-known thing. So thank you for giving us a little bit of background. So can you tell us about One Skin now, how it's different and why you started with skincare?
Yes. So if we go back to how we started back in 2014, I was finishing my PhD and I joined with two colleagues And in this field of stem cells, one of the applications that we saw was to grow human skins to replace animal testing. And we saw this as a, you know, a very important demand from the industry, mainly from the cosmetic industry. And that's how we started our business. Eventually, we moved to join IndieBio, that's a biotech accelerator, and we needed to reinvent ourselves. We found other companies with similar approaches, and we decided to focus on the anti-aging market. That's a massive market that, you know, is continuing to grow, but consumers are still lost in terms of which products work, which don't. So we decided to step in and to bring a new method to validate how, you know, those products, if they work, how we can validate them. And in this process of developing this platform to validate the efficacy of anti-aging products, we realized that none of them, they were really targeting, you know, skin aging from the root cause. So most of the solutions that are available in the market today, they are quick fixes, they are temporary solutions, or they are like a makeup trying to, you know, make your skin to look younger, but not necessarily biologically younger. So how we can target, you know, this process from the root cause and develop something and provide something that's a result like from the long term. And that's when we started to study about aging biology, skin aging, how we could define what's the driver of skin aging, where we should intervene. And then we understood that it's in the cellular level. We needed to start repairing damage before this damage accumulates in our cells that will lead like to tissue dysfunction, will lead to wrinkles, sagging, the, you know, the main signs of skin aging that we know today. So basically what OneSkin is focused today is on finding, you know, new compounds that basically decrease the amount of damaged cells in our tissues. So if we have less damage in our tissue, our skin will like be younger for longer, will be more functional, more healthy. And that's the main focus of our company, you know, extend and provide the health of the skin more than an aesthetic effect of, you know, make your skin to look younger, but not, you know, functionally younger.
I love the way you express that. It really does start at the cellular level. I'd love to know a little bit more about some of the research that you've done over throughout this journey to assess how you could create a transformational platform, I guess, product that can serve that purpose.
Yes, definitely. So as I was saying, we started by trying to validate the efficacy. So we thought, okay, if we can grow human skins in the lab, if we can determine the age of that tissue that we are growing, then when we test a product, we can measure if that age is just changing. Because what is interesting here is that today we have a definition. Chronological age is something that we can't do anything about, but our tissues, we have a biological age that's dynamic, and that's what we are trying to change with rejuvenation products. So the way that we can measure the biological age of the skin is through the DNA. So our DNA accumulates change that reflects with our aging process. And if a product can, you know, change this biological age, we can sequence the DNA and we can determine if the skin is like 45 years old. And after the treatment, the skin went to 42 or 40 years, we can quantify the effect of a given product. So this is a way that basically we take out the bias of the consumer, or, you know, that sometimes brings like subjective feedback about the products. So this is one piece, how we measure the effect of a product. The second one is that we can replicate skin age in the lab. So basically we grow skins that goes from a very young, like neonatal skin, to a very old skin. And we can really follow how the skin changes over time in terms of, you know, the tissue organization, in terms of which genes are being activated or, you know, suppressed. And then the third piece is how we test new interventions that will make not only the biological age to decrease, but also the skin to look like a younger skin based on these models that we have grown before.
Wait, so, I have a question about the growing of the skin. I'm stuck on that. I'm sorry about that. I'm actually married to a plastic surgeon who's very into the anti-aging process. So how do you actually grow the skin? And I had to say that because I'll ask you questions and you'll probably say, how does she know this stuff? That's why. So I'm very curious. How do you grow skin? What does that look like?
Yes. People always like get impressed when we talk about that. So it's very interesting because our skin, the skin cells, they still proliferate after, you know, you isolate the cells. So if I get a biopsy from your skin, I can isolate the cells from your derms, from your epiderms. I can make the cells to grow and I can rebuild that cell in a tissue structure. So how it works? First, we start with the fibroblasts that are the cells that are in the derms. The derms, you know, brings the firmness of the tissue. So we mix the fibroblasts with collagen, and then we add the keratinocytes on top. And then we bring this construct in an interface air liquid. So we offer to the skin the same stimulus that our skin has, you know, because of the air, they stratify to grow. And after 7 days, we have like a mature skin that we can already test. And we can really compare like if your skin before and it looks very similar. We can replicate with a good similarity, you know, the skins that we are growing to a natural human skin. So basically, it's how it works.
Now you have the skin, okay? And I'm curious, do you take all types of skin, like young skin, old skin, different ethnicities? Are you like, well, you have to, there's so many types, right?
Yes, we have already a huge bank of cells. So we get those skins usually from leftover of plastic surgeries, like, okay. You know, your husband. Right. So instead of trashing that skin, we
oh, use that's
skin
good. Someone's right. Using the skin. Thank goodness. Yes. Oh, God.
I mean, it's all about a circular economy, right?
Exactly.
That's so, amazing, actually.
So, yeah, we get all range of ages. So we have from neonatal, and from neonatal should be wearing like from where it comes, for skin is where we get the skin. And then we have from 30s to 40s, 50s until 90s. So we have all the variety of ages. And we also have different ethnicities. We have Asian skin, Afro-American, Hispanic, and Caucasian. And it's so interesting when you grow, you know, an Asian skin, we see some differences. And even when we check the gene levels related to aging, for example, Asian, they have like lower levels compared to Caucasian, you know, it correlates very well with what we know. So basically, once we grow the skins, we usually grow like more aged skin. So we want to treat the aged skin to show the rejuvenation process. So we grow the skins for 5 days. And then for 5 days, we can apply creams on top. And then after 5 days, we are going to evaluate the skin again compared to the control, how much we are changing, you know, in terms of the histology, how thick is the tissue, How are the genes that are being activated? And then we also measure the age of the skin based on the DNA that we isolate from that tissue that we grow.
Can you predict like somebody's skin? Because it is a lot hereditary, right? So there's nature versus nurture and, you know, your environment, right? How you live, what you do to protect yourself. So that's a big piece of it. But I'm just curious, can you tell from someone's skin at an early age how they will evolve over time? Like, is that possible or is it too much about the environment? You don't really know.
Yeah, that's a great question. Today, we predict that only 20% is associated with your genetics and 80% is related to your lifestyle or your environmental, you know, habits and so on. So we are trying to work on algorithm that predict, you know, because for when we are studying age, we are trying to predict mortality. But with skin, we could try to predict, you know, how your skin will age. So far, we can only measure the age of your tissue, you know, regardless your chronological age. So if I get a piece of your skin today, I don't know your chronological age, but based on this algorithm that we have built, I can measure and I can say, or your skin is like 30 years or, you know, 40 years. And then we will compare you for chronological age to see if you're doing good or bad, you know?
Wow. This is so fascinating, really. Cause I'm even thinking about your skin, right? Your skin is your biggest organ on your body. So now I'm in another place. If you're taking skin from your face or different parts of your body, does it show up differently? Like different parts of your body kind of age, like the neck, you know, the face, I don't know. How does that work out? That's so crazy.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's another great question. We have not tested like specific areas individually, but it makes sense that they will age differently because the main cause of skin aging is, you know, photo aging is, you know, UV exposure. And the areas that are more exposed, they should, you know, age faster. So if I take a piece of your skin or your face or your hand, probably we'll find, you know, an older age than from your belly or, you know, an area that's, you know, sun protected.
So, you know, there's no one else who's like studied this like as extensively as you. So let's talk about the first innovation. I know you have a much bigger vision of where you're taking this company, but you just, you know, soft launch a new product, which is a topical serum. For OneSkin, tell us more about how this works, how simple it is, and then, you know, what it's solving and your approach to actually thinking about it as a topical supplement.
Yes, definitely. So one of the main focus of our research was to find a new ingredient that would decrease the accumulation of them or prevent the accumulation of damage in your tissue. So we found this proprietary peptide. You know, peptide is a common ingredient in several cosmetic products, but this one is new. This one we found by screening over thousands of peptides, and this one showed, you know, the most significant effect in rejuvenate the skin and in promote, you know, this repair of skin damage. And what we have done is to formulate this peptide in a topical formulation. And we just launched, we brought this direct to consumer. And why we are calling it a supplement? Because our main focus is to promote skin health. And similarly, the way that you take vitamins to keep, you know, your body health, why we don't have a supplement to keep our skin, that's our largest organ, you know, healthy. So if our intention is to keep your skin healthy for the long term, we need to have, you know, a continuous use of this product. And that's why supplement represents better the function or the purpose of this product. If we compare like the definition of a cosmetic that is intended like to make something to look better, you know, it's more superficial, while a supplement is intended like to enhance the function, to, you know, to really extend the health of the tissue. That's how we see that our, you know, our product is performing. And that's why, and also a way that we are going to differentiate our product from other anti-aging products that are out there.
Also, I think it's interesting that, you know, you've, you know, clearly to really give enough credit where it's due that it is different. You took a very different approach to, you know, the type of customer and, you know, the people and press that you're trying to launch this to. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, we are starting to focusing on a community that's kind, we call like longevity obsessed, or people that are also life optimizers. They are looking to do everything that they can to live their best lives in terms of health. And so they are, you know, worried, or, you know, they take care of their nutrition, you know, how they sleep, exercise, and they are very knowledgeable about everything that they put in their body. So they will, you know, they will read how this product was developed. They are following the advances in the science, and they believe that this rationale that we used to develop our product makes sense, because we want to promote, again, health for the long term. So this kind of people is, you know, these are first consumers. They are very critical, but they are also very, you know, engaged in like asking questions. So, wow, your proposal is cool. Where is the paper? Show me the data. What kind of, you know, study you have performed? How this compared to, you know, X? And yeah, and it's been super interesting, because in this process of, you know, learn, you know, interact with them, we also learn a lot who they are and how we can best serve them.
And so this audience is, you know, both female and male, right? And of different ages.
Yes.
Which is kind of interesting.
Yes, that's another great point. Our brand is totally gender neutral. When we talk about skin health, and we also have this approach that, you know, skin is not only appearance, it can play an important role in your overall health. Because if you think that your skin is your largest organ, you start to age. And with aging, one of the main things that comes is inflammation. So imagine that your largest organ is aging and it's causing more inflammation to your body. Mm. So this is related to several chronic diseases, right? So most of the chronic diseases are related to inflammation. So I think when we bring this topic, we raise the awareness that we all should take care of our skin if we want, you know, to have a, you know, a more functional body for longer. And this is, and then everyone is interested in this talk, right? Like men and women. And that's why we have a lot of first-timers, men interested, because men, they love supplement. They love, you know, getting stronger and healthier. And that's also aligned with our messaging. We talk about having a more strong skin, more resilient skin, a skin that's going to, you know, protect your body against, you know, infections, against water loss. So, and also, since we are all aging, it's for all ages as well. And differently from, you know, other companies that want to make your skin to look, you know, flawless, to us, it's okay to have, you know, some, you know, expression lines as long as your skin is healthy. So
much to dig into. So, Carolina, yeah. Thanks for sharing. Up next, we will learn more about OneSkin, their strategy, where they're at today, and what the future of this company looks like.
Every business has at least one big pivotal moment. The moment when you say, okay, we're at this turning point, so then what? I'm Lahari Neal Peretti, founder of LN Accounting Advisor. I hope you'll join me each week on my podcast, Then What, as we talk with successful business leaders who push past their business's biggest then what moments and succeed in an even bigger way because of effective leadership and solid business practices. It's inspiring and deeply useful information for any entrepreneur. Subscribe to Then What on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you find the best podcasts.
So, okay, Carolina, this is such a fascinating conversation. So to dig into the business aspect of your brand and the direction you're headed, could you share a little bit about where you're at, what the product is, and like, what's your distribution? How are you, there's actually so much to ask. How are you going to educate people about your fascinating research? Because that's where it begins. We it's always about the education piece first, right? Because nobody knows anything. So we have to educate. I didn't mean it like that. But you know what I mean? We have to educate people because when there's brilliance and new innovation, it takes time. And the most critical piece is the education. It's really not the business for educate and then build the business. So how are you going to do that?
Yeah, you're totally right. And that's why this is a very important piece of our our solution is not only the product itself, but it's the education that comes with it. So we want to be that platform of content that's curated, by our team that's, leading. And we are providing information that, again, is to promote your overall health. We have a more holistic approach to health, and skin is a very important piece of it. So we are, trying to simplify all the, the important knowledge that's available from the academia and bring this, in an easy way to understand for the consumers. We want to make science look cool. I think after COVID, everyone got more interested in science, right? I need to understand how my immune system works. Like, do I need to take vitamin D? What I should do, to really boost my health? So people are more open to that. And it doesn't need to be dry. It doesn't need to be boring. Science can, we want to bring, that cool aspect to the content that we want to make it engaging. So if you go to our site, you already see two quizzes. You can check your longevity score. And also you can check how your skin health score, how well you are aging in terms of, the habits that you have right now. And everything's really substantiated by science. So this is a very important piece of bringing the content. And another piece that we want to be is transparency. I think, all the companies that are out there, they claim whatever. We are the ones that can claim and we can show what we are talking about. If you come to our lab this week, you are going to see the skins that we are growing.
Where is the lab? I want to come. Where is that? Where are you? I got to get there.
Yeah. So I need to come to the West Coast. We are in San Francisco.
Going to the West Coast, Karen. Let's go. Get a plane.
That's where I met her.
Our lab is based in San Francisco. We are in this incubator that's like a WeWork space for biotech. So we share this space with other 40 biotech companies. So you can see all sorts of, things being developed there. Basically we want to invite people to come to our lab. We want to create videos and show, today we're going to test this and, educate people little by little and bring this transparency and, open the conversation and go from there. I think we'll learn a lot, but I think in terms of our story, our technology and our purpose, our vision, we have a lot to share, so that's exciting. Wow.
I just have to read your on your website. It says early on,
Our mission was clear: to create technologies that help people age in a healthy and vibrant way so they can live their best lives every day. We believe there's no reason you can't be dancing on a table at 80 years young. I love the dancing part.
It's so funny. It's like I always say that, like, I want to be dancing on the table when I'm 80.
Can I just share? My grandmother lived till 99 and she looked beautiful. Her skin, she was very blessed life. But I also, her sister just turned 100, is going to be 101.
Oh, wow.
And my grandmother's sister, who also, it's crazy. She's 90, she'll be 96. And these are all brilliant, beautiful women.
Amazing. So, we want to talk to them, you know?
Like, I know. You should. Yeah, I'll connect you. Their skin, yeah. I mean, beautiful, you know?
And,
I don't know.
And so you already got some points in our longevity scores. You already have centenarians on your family. So great genes there.
Cool stuff. Very cool stuff.
So tell me about, I'd love to dig into, so right now we have a topical supplement and it's, you know, you could go on the website and buy it today. Like everyone gets the same one. Like, what does the future of this look like? And also it's not a therapeutic, right? Because it's a supplement, you know, from an FDA approval standpoint. And I know that was like very specific in your strategy. What after this, what's next? And what's the bigger vision for where you want to go? Because I know there's a lot you've done on the research side, clearly, and there's probably a long innovation roadmap. Like this is this is not a beauty company. This is a biotechnology company, right? So like, what's next for you?
Yes. So the same cause that leads to skin aging can also leads to other tissues aging. So, you know, basically aging is an accumulation of damage that over time leads to tissue dysfunction and leads to diseases. So our peptide has potential not only to prevent and, you know, treat skin aging, but also to prevent other tissues aging and decrease inflammation and, you know, hopefully, you know, prevent and relate it and delay other age-related diseases. So the in parallel of, you know, launching this product to skin and even later, for example, you want to bring another product for the body, because if we are talking about the skin health, it's not only your face and hands and neck, right, but about your whole body. So this is our pipeline. But in parallel, we are also exploring, you know, other this application for other tissues, you know, in kind of inflammatory conditions. We are going to test if we can, you know, extend the lifespan of, you know, other models. So one study that we have done that was very interesting and that already suggests that this peptide has applications beyond skin. We treated some worms. It's called like C. elegans. And worms, they are, you know, a very well-known model to study aging because they live only 20 days. And if we treat them with something and they live usually 20 days. And if they live 30 days, you can show that they are living longer. So you can already say that that intervention has potentials to extend lifespan. And the pathways of these worms is very conserved with, you know, humans. So when we treated these worms with our peptide, we saw that they not only lived longer, but they were moving more throughout their lives. So while the control was like stopping moving and it was getting like sedentary, the worms that were treated, they were still with, you know, very vigorous, you know, moving a lot.
Where is this peptide? Where should you get it? Get it now. What are you waiting for? Where is it?
Where's our sample?
Yeah, we're like, coming.
Hello, Elon Musk. all these people are like, oh, I want to live forever. I'm like, I actually have no interest in living that long. I've had a pretty good life. I can go a little bit longer, but unless I'm like living my best life,
like
I'm
the
good.
Worm. You need to be the worm.
I want that worm.
Wait, so let me ask. Sorry, I got to ask you a question about this peptide thing. So the peptide, what is that exactly? Is that what it is? You put the peptide on the worm and yes. The peptide, and how do you do that? Is that in a needle? Like, how do you get it on? I want to know details.
Yeah.
How do you get it in the worm?
So we feed them with the peptide. So the worms, they basically eat the peptide. And then we feed them every day, and then we follow them, you know, throughout their lives, and we measure how much they are moving. You know, if they have more energy or less energy, we can, you know, basically track this over time. So for humans, we don't believe that like oral would be a great route, because it can degrade on your stomach. So probably you would have other ways to, you know, to demonstrate that. It could be injected, it could be eventually intravenous, depends on the application. So the long-term vision for OneSkin is that what I'm hoping for is that we are going to have a preventative therapy for aging. So today we all go to the doctor to treat a disease. My goal and my hope is that in the next 10 years, we'll go to the doctor to, you know, have a treatment that will extend your health. So it makes more sense that, you know, like this peptide, for example, it's super safe. If we show that it can help like boosting your health, so you don't get to that stage of, you know, decaying health and you get the disease. Let's extend, let's keep what's functioning. And that's kind of the long term of the company to be playing an important role in developing preventative therapies.
That's amazing. I mean, you know, when you think about the disease and what exists in the world and how people age and they get sick and they can't have a healthy life, you know, if you can prevent that and give them a better
yes,
you know, longevity, like a better lifestyle as they age.
Yeah,
that's like such a gift to the world. How long is this going to take?
Hard to predict, but probably at least like 5 to 10 years. So it depends on the how the results will come. But yeah, this is one of the motivations that, you know, made me to really step in. Like I've seen, you know, my grandma, like she was super active. And in the last 5 years of her life, she really, you know, start like decaying her health. And then she ended up in like wheelchair. And this suffering process, you know, like we spent so much of our life working, and then eventually we want, when we can like start enjoy life, like we start like losing our health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we don't.
It's a little backwards. Agree. It's a little backwards.
Yeah, exactly. It shouldn't be like that. Mm-hmm. We are living longer, but we are not living better. So what's the point, right? I think our mission here is to kind of close this gap. Like we should live, you know, healthy as long as possible. So when we go to, you know, another plane, we are, yeah, we have enjoyed everything that we could here.
Well, thanks so much for sharing.
Yeah.
Up next, we are going to hit the pan with Carolina and get to know more about her and what motivates her as a person.
You're rolling, Mark.
Oh, yes, I am. hey, everybody. I'm Mark Rako.
And I am Puffin Ball.
And we are two of the hosts of Fashion is Your Business, which is a weekly show. And in part, it's about fashion tech, but it's also about the intersection of business and technology, innovation, e-commerce, business strategy, you name it, we probably talk about it. We've had many people on the show over the last 6 years. We've not missed a week. Every week we've had at least one show. That's more than 350 episodes with some of the foremost fashion technology.
I don't actually know this stat. Have we ever missed a week?
I don't think we've ever missed a week in one way or another,
crazy.
Presenting some value. But enough about us. Let's talk about you.
Wow. No, look, if I'm going to throw my promo out there, I'll say that as a retail strategist, we go very deep into really curating the conversation. So whether they be investors or futurists, strategists, a lot of technology founders, I mean, brand leaders, the conversations and the wealth and the spectrum of people that have been on the show are incredible. And to think back on the last 6 years, which I actually did not know it was 6 years. I was going to say five, but still unbelievable the breadth of information that's in here. And yeah, I've learned a ton, so I'm assuming other folks would learn a ton as well.
Look, to us, it's been like a masterclass covering everything from textiles to retail and everything in between. It covers business news from startups to conglomerates. And the show is a fun and accessible morning radio vibe. We have fun and you will too. But the main thing is, whether or not you are in the fashion industry or fashion technology, there's something here for everybody. You'll hear us every Tuesday without fail on Fashion Is Your Business. And guess what? You can find it pretty much anywhere you find your best podcasts. Everywhere from Spotify to Apple to Stitcher to Google.
All of the things.
All of the things.
All
fashion
the things.
Is your business.
And now it's hitting the pan.
And now we're going to hit the pan. So what that means is at the, you know, for every, all of our favorite beauty products, you know, when you hit the pan, it's like when you get down to the bottom. So we want to get to the bottom of this interesting, beautiful soul and get to know more about her. To figure out who gets to ask the first question, we will take a spin of the salon chair and it lands on Abby.
Wow, such a fascinating interview, Carolina. Thank you so much for sharing. So let's talk a little bit about you. You're very scientific and you spend a lot of time in your lab, I'm sure, probably 24/7. What do you do that keeps you vibrant every single day while you're doing your work? What gives you that inspiration, your inner, you know, guide to keep you focused on this mission? It's a big mission. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And well, I think my dad is my inspiration. So my dad passed away last year from a cardiovascular disease, and was very unexpected, but so was very hard for us. But the legacy that he left was, it is what inspires me today. So he dedicated his life to really, you know, promote a lot of goodness in this world, to help other people, to transform, you know, the area. We come from a very small city in Brazil. So he was always trying, you know, to help the environment and make the city better. And to me, he's a great inspiration of, you know, when things are harder, I always, you know, look up to him and everything that he did. And when he passed, he left so much. Like, I mean, I see him alive every day because of the things that he left that, you know, touched many people's lives. And I think what we are doing has not only the potential, you know, of like touch people's lives, but really impact and promote health and, you know, make a change in this world for the better.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Yes.
So taking another spin of the salon chair. And it lands on me. So, you know, just for our listeners, you know, I met Carolina through a biotech accelerator called IndieBio. It is one that focuses on academics and entrepreneurs that are looking at innovations that improve human and planetary health. So my next question, and it kind of dovetails on that, is like, what is one of the, you know, really interesting innovations and technologies that you're excited about outside of what you are doing that you want to share with our listeners? Maybe it's from IndieBio or another colleague, but what is like an advancement that is exciting that we should know about that is improving either human or planetary health?
There are so many cool companies at IndieBio. You know, besides the ones that are focusing on, you know, human health or, you know, treating cancer. I have so many friends working on that. I'm also very excited about all the alternative, you know, food companies to, you know, using animals. So plant-based and, you know, yeah, plant-based meat and milk and, you know, all the different, you know, solutions that we have available today. It's so cool to see like those companies, you know, partnering with like Burger King and, you know, all these, you know, huge chains and, you know, making a difference like in how we eat. Like it's so fascinating how they are solving this important problem, offering, you know, this solution that's based on technology and it's more sustainable. It's related to, you know, to where the future is going. So we couldn't imagine this like 5 years ago. And today you go to the supermarket, like 1/3 of the options are, you know, alternatives to what we had, you know, in the past for eggs, for milk, for meat. So I love this piece and I have many friends that are working with that. So yeah.
We're in a radical change. The whole world is changed.
Yes, exactly. And also, yeah, and similar to not only food, but like leather, right? You know, and even producing like dyes for clothes and things like that. So all of the, you know, the sustainable options. Yeah. And what is also interesting is that we are not aware of, you know, the harm that those things also put on us, right? So
right.
In terms of, they are super toxic to our health as well. So.
Well, now that, you know, the war, it's like the walls have come down on every industry. There, you can't hide.
Yes.
And you know where to hide. So yes. If you're got to either step up or move out because the consumer's too savvy, and especially the younger generation, they are very smart and they want to know what's in it and how they're going to live. And it's good. It's hopefully there'll be silver linings for all humanity. What's the point?
Yeah. Right? And I'm sure. And that's how, you know, biology and technology will make a huge difference because it's how you basically address those problems, right?
Well, congratulations on all you've done because it's remarkable. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
So actually, we have to do a call out. If there's like 3 people that you would want to meet, like anyone, who would it be? Because then maybe we'll try to call them out and see if they'll like listen to this.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I love that, Karen.
I think you should do that with everyone, right?
Yeah. Genius. Oh, that was brilliant. Yeah. Go. What? Who?
Wow.
And because you already got to meet Peter, right? I thought that was worth sharing.
He was definitely someone.
Can you just tell a little who he is so people know?
Yeah. So this is so funny. And it's interesting how when you put things out to the universe, sometimes the universe listens, you know. So in the beginning of this, the Q3, I wrote down, well, we need some advisors. And I mean, Peter Diamandis would be perfect because he speaks our language, you know, everything that we talk about longevity, the future, you know, and this future of abundance, you know. It's so aligned, and things happened that we got connected. He was organizing a longevity tour. We presented our company to him. He got super interested and decided, you know, to support us and to come as an advisor. And yeah, and Peter is an author. He's also the co-founder of Singularity University. He's an investor. And he's also a longevity, you know, enthusiast. Like he is up to date to, you know, most of the technologies that are being developed in this area. And he's a, you know, a big believer that the future is this future that we can, you know, the 100 will be the new 60s, you know, like we are gonna really live longer.
Well, you know what? I think what's interesting, what I'm thinking about while you're saying all of this, it's like we can finally create the future. Like we can create it. It's not going to, you know, there are all these big companies and that's great, but it's people like you and people who have a passion and who have knowledge that can really create the future and change the future because you're small and nimble enough to do it.
Yeah.
Until you, and, you know, until it becomes huge. But I'm just saying, you know, it takes perseverance and many, many years. And
when you start, like, people will think that you are crazy, right? You think that this makes no sense, and until it becomes, you know, mainstream. And what I love about aging is that I hear every day people complaining about aging, you know, around me. And the fact that I'm doing something to change that, it's like, it's really exciting, because I don't want to be, you know, that kind of people that complains. I'm trying to solve this problem, and I'm trying to, you know, bring solutions so people can, you know, see aging, you know, from a different perspective. Aging, if it's not because of, you know, the problems that you have with your health, it's a beautiful process, right? We get wiser, we get so much more experienced, we can do so much more with aging. And so if we can have both of them, it would be like the best of the two worlds, right?
Yeah. So, to wrap up, so who's the next two people on that list who you haven't reached, who's on your wish list?
Well, someone that I really admire as a scientist and also as a spokesperson for longevity and for the consumer is David Sinclair. We have spoken in the same conference, but I haven't talked to him directly. What I see that David is doing is really, you know, bringing the science and educating people and showing the potential that we really have, you know, to change in this perspective around aging. And One Skin has a similar, you know, purpose. So David Sinclair is definitely someone that I admire so much. And the third one, let me think.
Oh, I know we talked about Mae Musk. I think she's awesome. She'd be a great.
Oh, I know Mae.
Yes, she's a great example. Yeah, she's also an inspiration, aligned with our vision, aligned with, you know, our persona. So, a great person that I would love to meet.
I will, if I can get a hold of her, I will reach out to her for you.
Well, that thanks so much for sharing your story. This is such a beautiful, like, it's such a beautiful vision, and it's so much more than just the skincare brand. And, you know, it's like, you know, definitely changing the future. So thank you so much for sharing. What's the best way for listeners to get in touch?
They can contact me on, like, social channels, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. LinkedIn, it's my full name, Carolina Reis Oliveira. We can probably also add in the description of the podcast. And my Instagram is Carol_Reis.
And don't forget to check out oneskin.co, where you can learn more about the company and check out the product. So thanks so much again for sharing your story. Really enjoyed having you on Beauty is Your Business today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so much fun. And yeah, thanks for the opportunity again.
And always so much fun to do this with my amazing co-host, Abby Wallach.
Thanks, Kara. It's great. So lovely to meet you, Carolina. Keep up your incredible work. Really awesome. Oh,
likewise. Thank you so much. And please come to visit us anytime, you guys.
As soon as we can, we are coming to visit. Trust me. I think we're just going to get a plane and fly around, Karen, because we have a lot of people to see. We have a lot to do.
Busy, busy. And this is Karen Moon with Beauty is Your Business. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Hugs and kisses.
This has been Beauty is Your Business, produced by Mouth Media Network. Copyright 2020. Keep in touch on Instagram and Facebook at Mouth Media Network, and find prior episodes at beautyisyourbusiness.com and wherever the best podcasts are found. Your brand message can be on this show. Email us to find out more at podcast@mouthmedianetwork.com. Thank you for listening.